Good morning. Good morning. Just wanted to follow up on the last podcast that I put out about faith-based prayer. And if you haven't heard that one, take a look on either the link on Facebook, facebook.com/Rochelawfirm, or here on Anchor. You should be able to get an episode list of my podcast and podcast episodes, just talking about the faith and using faith-based prayer. And one of the things that we talked about was the idea of when you exercise your faith muscle, what you're doing is you're putting yourself in the place of your desire achieved. Put yourself in the place where your prayer has been answered, and put yourself there entirely, including all your senses, the sights, the smells, the sounds, the sensations, and even the taste of receiving the blessing that you're praying for, and building that image so strongly in your mind, the totality of that image so strongly in your mind that you're able to drive out the negative thoughts that enter our mind, the ones that are created by the illusions that enter through our physical body senses. How can I have this blessing from God if, as I look around, my life looks like X? How could this blessing from God really come to me if, you know, the place where I am right now isn't anywhere near those, you know, what the blessing is supposed to look like or be? The key is we have to keep our mind shielded and guarded from those negative inputs that our physical body senses give us. Okay. And to kind of reemphasize this, you know, this was shared to me from by Brian S. Harris, and it's the scripture, Philippians, the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, where he says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is an excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." All right? So he's talking about our prayers, the blessings that God gives us, because God gives us goodness. God gives us things that are true, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are commendable, that are excellent, that are worthy of praise. Those are the things that God gives us. Those are the blessings that we pray for. And that is what we need to think about. We need to have in our mind always ready to push out the negative inputs that our senses would give us. And to follow up on that, in Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, well, let me just tell you what Brian S. Harris said first, and then I'll share the scripture. "Think of the desired thing that you want, the experiences in your life." And you keep that in mind. That's what he's talking about. Think about the desired thing you want to experience in your life, even if the circumstances and the physical evidence show differently. Blindfold your physical eyes from seeing anything that goes against what you inwardly feel and inwardly see. All right? So block out those physical senses and focus on the internal mental picture that you're using to build your faith. This will help you to not conform to what you physically see, so that you may be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, right? So if you focus on the inward thought and the inward image, then you won't be conforming to the physical world. Rather, you'll be transformed, and your mind will be renewed. And that's what's in the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. And this Bible, it really is an instruction book on how we should be living our lives. A lot of times, and unfortunately, it's used as a dagger or a sword to push people around, and that's not what it's for. This book is entirely, what is it, egocentric, or this book is entirely personal focused. If we used the words in the Bible to direct our own lives rather than trying to direct others' lives, then I think the true power of God's word and God's creation would manifest throughout the whole world. And I truly believe that. So as you read these scriptures, or as I share these with you, make sure that your focus is on yourself, right? Just like what I'm trying to do in changing who I am and who I have been as an adult, and getting back to some of the truths that I had known for years and maybe lost along the way in just living in the physical world for so long and being focused on other things. I'm setting my mind on these things again. So this is just a quick follow-up to the faith-based prayer. Just again, focus on getting that image of the blessings, the things from God, the true things, the honorable things, the just things, the pure things, the lovely things, the commendable things, the excellent things, the things worthy of praise, the blessings that come from God. The second thing that I just wanted to share with you quickly today was a little practice tip. And I had mentioned it before, but I want to make sure that you hear it and try to implement this. Every 2 hours, my phone alarm goes off. Every 2 hours while I'm awake, my phone alarm goes off. And that's a reminder to me to refocus and on the image of blessings for my life. And what it does is it puts me every 2 hours for 2 minutes. I shut everything off that I was doing, and I listen to my affirmations, and I create that image, and I go to that place where my life has been blessed, where my prayers have been answered. I go there. I mentally, I travel there, and I reside there for 2 full minutes. I put my phone on a timer, and when that 2-minute timer goes off, I come back refreshed and I get started on the work of the day here in the physical world. So for me, you know, after I get the kids to school, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3, 5, 7, and 9. So for 12 hours of the day, every 2 hours for 2 minutes, I focus. And let me, again, suggest that you do this. For a couple of reasons. One, we need to build our faith muscle. Two, you need to practice getting your image of your blessing so strong so that it can counter any of the physical illusions that come in your senses. And three, even if you don't do that, even if you don't believe in maybe some of this woo-woo or mumbo-jumbo stuff, or we haven't, you're just not sure what I'm talking about. If you get to set an alarm every 2 hours on your phone, it's at least a little stronger. It's at least a little nudge for you to refocus. Turn off Facebook. Right? Stop watching YouTube videos. Get back to work. Right? And you may be able to get a little more done, have a little more success, be a little bit more productive in each day. And maybe that was one of your New Year's resolutions. Okay? So take this any way that you want. take it as an inspiration to build your faith so that the blessings that God really wants to give you in 2019 manifest themselves in your life, or just take it as a suggestion to become more productive. I promise you, if you set your alarm for every 2 hours and you just get off of Facebook for those 2 minutes and you don't jump right back into it, but you actually get something done, I promise you, you will be more productive than you have been over the last 12, you know, whatever it's been, 12, 14 years that Facebook has been around. That's all I want to share with you today. I know this isn't, last time we went a little long, so I wanted to go a little bit shorter this time around. Share this with your friends. Share this with your family. Give them the link. I understand that Anchor also shares these or publishes these podcasts on Spotify and I think on the iTunes store, maybe. Wherever you listen to your podcast, hopefully this is available. Share this. Reach out to me. Send me a note. I'd love to hear what you think about the things that I've been saying. I also want to thank everyone for that last episode. I get to see the statistics on the people that have listened in, and the chart just kind of shot off the top end. For that last one. So that's a blessing to me and makes me feel good that I'm able to share this with more people and that I'm able to hopefully bring some of God's truth to you, to the people around me, to the people that I care about. And as you share that with the people you care about, I feel like that's part of the plan of manifestation that God has for this world. So keep praying that God's kingdom come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you. Have a great day.